Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben and Woods, it is Thursday morning, 97.3 The Fan. I'll tell you what, Woods, I don't think that I can live this way. The Padres, every time they lose, we can't come in here in the first hour and just moan about how bad they were. It just gets me in a bad mood.
Me too.
I can't do this another, you know, minimum 55 to 60 times this year, even if they have a great season.
What's the alternative? Come in here and bright side it. Yeah, at least they had fun. There's no alternative. This is what we are. It's definitely who I am. I mean, my mood is 100% affected by the outcome of these games.
But it hasn't been in the past. It's only now that we have high expectations for the team.
Right, which is how we should.
Really gets affected.
Well, we really should have always been this way. And I think a lot of people were a lot more vocal. I think that ownership has, I think they have firmly committed to the direction of this team. It's up to the players now to get the job done.
It reminds me of being a Chargers fan in the past, in that I remember how Mondays just used to, they sucked. When the Chargers lost on a Sunday, you just knew, oh man, we got to wait a whole nother week for a game, and they looked awful, and the season is going to, I mean, they're 1-2, and the season is going to spin out of control. They're probably not a playoff team. I hate feeling that for baseball, because it's not supposed to be that way for baseball.
It's not.
162, you know, you're supposed to evaluate at the, like, week by week. Do they have a good week? Do they have a bad week? Do they have a good homestand? Do they have a bad homestand?
The problem is, it's really hard to define good and bad anymore. It's not black and white with this team. You know, because again, sure, anyone can glass half full it, even if they lose today and say, okay, successful road trip. Right? I mean, by
winning road trip.
By the letter of the law.
I mean, I guarantee you, if they have a winning record in every homestand and road trip this season, it's going to be a good year.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a good year if they have a winning record in every homestand and road trip. We won't care that they lost a couple to the Pirates way back in April. It'll be a sensational season if, on balance, the Padres are a winning team and continue to win throughout the season consistently. One or two games won't matter. In the moment, right now, watching these last two games, you're right. It's a punch to the gut. It feels like a football loss. Like you really are, something is being taken away from you.
It does.
When this team doesn't play well. And that, I think, is a function of the expectations.
Well, and I've pretty much always lived this way as a baseball fan. Always. Since I became a baseball fan in 1985 at 10 years old. That's how I've always lived. It's been a live and die situation game to game. And yeah, is it the healthiest way to look at it? No. But I'm also not coming in here today saying bench this guy, cut this guy, fire Jace Tingler. There are those reactions. I roll my eyes at those reactions. I do. So I'm a little bit more measured. That being said, when a game happens like last night and the night before, I think it is our job to come in here this morning and at least talk about how we're feeling. Again, no rash, dumb decisions, but it was an ugly, ugly, embarrassing loss. And I think the guys in the locker room, I would hope, would tell you the exact same thing. That sucked. We got to be better. All of us got to be better.
I did think Joe Musgrove at least gutted out his four innings without nearly his best stuff.
You know, they talked about it on the broadcast last night, too, and I guess I didn't really think about it. So, obviously, the weight of going out there and executing your pitches is hard enough. And then to carve that lineup up, you threw your career high in pitches at 112. Then being the hometown kid, that storyline, he was on with us the very next day. He was pulled in 1,000 different directions. He said it to us, he goes, I barely got any sleep last night. I bet you he hadn't slept well in 3 or 4 nights. So to go out there and have the kind of performance that he did last night, I tip my hat to Joe Musgrove. I'm happy that they were conservative with him last night. I really am. I thought that was a great move by Jace Tingler. Mudd was talking about it on the broadcast as well. And also, think about the emotions of going back and pitching against your former team. You see all the signs in the stands. We love you, Joe. Welcome back, Big Joe. That's a lot of emotions. It's more than just going out, grabbing the ball, and throwing it towards the plate. It is a lot more goes into that being a starting pitcher. And I thought he did a great, great job handling that. So if you do want to do some glass half full, hell yeah. Joe Musgrove, tip my cap, great job.
And 4 innings, 1 run is, I mean, if the Padres' offense is clicking and they're up 6-1, you're going, nice job, Joe. Thanks for giving us just what we needed today after that no-hitter. It just looks worse when the Padres aren't scoring any runs and he takes an L after giving up 1 run in 4 innings. You shouldn't have to take an L as a starting pitcher who hadn't given up a run all season, would give up 1 solo shot.
Yeah.
And you have to take the loss. That does hurt. We will talk more Padres baseball coming up here. Stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it is our executive producer's turn. Let's get this morning's Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Doing that here?
What?
Rindle Report. I'm looking up Airbnbs.
Oh, yeah. Let's not plan Paulie-palooza in the middle of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty special night last night in Chicago. Well, in Houston, but for Chicago. No, Cleveland.
No. Yeah, Cleveland.
Was it in Chicago?
No, it was in Chicago.
Was it in Chicago?
We're locked in today.
I'm watching a highlight, and it was a Houston highlight.
Can you guys tell? We're locked in.
Carlos Rodon? Rodon?
Rodon.
Keep going. Rodon. Rodon.
I don't
Rodon.
Know. I really don't.
Rodon.
This isn't a bit.
I heard Carlos Rodon.
Rodon.
There's an accent on the second O.
Rodon. Rodon.
Got the notifications coming, you know, rolling in towards the end of the night. Perfect game watch. Through 6, through 7, through 8. I flip it on MLB Network. Had the perfect game going into the 9th inning. And then he had to hit a batter.
Yep.
Loses the perfect game on a hit by pitch, like on the foot.
Yeah, back foot slider.
And I did see a lot of people saying, hey, you know, you got one side guy's doing what he's supposed to do. You're supposed to wear that. Other people saying, hey, if you lift your foot 3 inches or whatever off the ground, that ball's going to roll right under you.
Dude, nobody wants to have a perfect game thrown against them. I've never been, you know, the Ben Davis bunt. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you're trying to break up that perfect game. You know, those guys you can screw off. I saw people calling Josh Naylor Bush League for sliding head first in the first. No, you don't want to have a perfect game thrown against you. He didn't bunt. He had kind of a swinging bunt. One of the best plays I have ever seen by Jose Abreu last night. I hope he's okay. Seemed to be okay. Fields that ball.
You can sublux your shoulder really easily that way.
Well, yeah, and his hamstring, I figured I would just hear boing, 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 boing. He picks that ball and looks up and goes, oh, Naylor is busting it down the line. I got to get over. And he does this stretch, split, and he just, I mean, he gets Naylor by a hair.
As Padres fans know, Josh Naylor doesn't look fast. Sneaky fast.
Yeah, I've never been called sneaky fast. I don't think anybody on the show has ever been called sneaky fast, ever, I would guess.
So he had the hit batter with 1 out in the 9th. He did go on to get a strikeout and then a ground out to third base. He completed the no-hitter, which is still great. I mean, you know, Joe Musgrove.
Dude, it's badass.
Rain in the spotlight lasted for about 5 days.
Which is fine. I'm sure Joe's happy about that, honestly.
So.
Yeah.
This is cool, though. A little footnote. So he was mobbed, you know, on the field by his entire team. And Zach Collins is the catcher for the White Sox. He played against Rodon in high school. So they've known each other for a long time, and then they get to celebrate a no-hitter.
Also, another footnote, that was his 15th game catching in the big leagues for that kid. Another footnote, Ben, you'll love this one. Carlos Rodon is 28 years, 125 days old. Joe Musgrove was 28 years, 126 days old when he threw his no-hitter 5 days before. Pretty cool for both these guys. Rodon's story is really interesting. I mean, you're talking about a guy that was DFA'd, had a lot of shoulder issues, arm issues. Come out and throw. He was dominant. His fastball in the ninth inning, 98. I mean, also have him in fantasy. Very happy about that performance last night from Carlos Rodon. It was a really cool story. And I believe he is their fourth. He's their fourth starter. And he was
DFA'd last year.
DFA'd.
Yeah.
Yeah. DFA'd. Anybody could have had him.
Now, he's had injury problems and has had to bounce back. He was once pretty highly thought of, but has gone through his own struggles. So it's great to see a guy have a night like that. I saw that that stat you mentioned from Jesse Rogers. I kind of wondered, what was I doing in the 125th/126th day of my 29th year? Did something great happen to me as well?
Did you look?
Is that a thing?
Did you look it up?
I have no idea what day that came.
I was probably working this morning show.
What I would remember doing that day, possibly. But that was kind of cool. I've got one more for you. Only 6 times in baseball history has a guy thrown a no-hitter in which the only base runner was a hit batsman.
Yeah, Joe Musgrove was one of them.
Twice in the last week. 6 times in the entire history of baseball dating back 160 years, and then twice this week it happens. 4 times before this week, twice this week. Crazy. Baseball is crazy.
Congrats to him. I mean, it's such a good story. And again, I love it so much. I love those last 3 outs. It just makes your heart race. My heart was racing.
Is it something to be noted that the 2 teams that a lot of people were kind of the flavor of the offseason, that everyone's saying, ooh, the young Padres, these young White Sox, they're going to be very exciting. They're going to be threats to go all the way this year. Both have a no-hitter in the first 2 weeks of the year. There's got to be some sort of karmic, something going on there, right?
Nah, I don't know.
You believe in that? Go ahead.
Nah, because, I mean, think about how many guys have thrown no-hitters and you've completely forgotten about them.
True.
You know what I mean?
White Sox have had a bunch.
They've had 14 or something.
20.
20?
The 20th no-hitter, I believe, in White Sox history.
My God.
They've had 2 perfect games?
They had Philip Umber.
I remember that
Mark
one.
Mark Burley threw one.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeez.
I don't know how to do it there.
Spoil of riches.
On the south side.
Yeah. How about this? Pete Rose to sell picks for baseball and other sports through a website.
Like guitar picks?
But he only sells picks on the Reds because he doesn't want to sell picks on other teams.
You can buy
Pete only to
Rose's
win. Yeah, only
baseball
to win.
Predictions. You can buy them for $89
a month. $89
a month
to have 80-year-old Pete Rose picking baseball games for you? Hard pass.
Pete Rose announced yesterday that he's joining UPickTrade, which is a pick-selling website based out of Mexico. And they made headlines recently in the United States with a partnership with the Vegas Golden Knights in the NHL. So Rose is going to be making daily predictions about baseball and other sports. He obviously lives in Las Vegas, still banished from baseball. We know all that story. He said yesterday during a conference call with the media that he won't actually be placing wagers on his picks. He's just going to be giving the picks. And he doesn't believe that working for the sports betting site would damage his chances of getting into the Hall of Fame.
Well, so here's the deal. I mean, baseball is in bed with DraftKings. Baseball is in bed with all of those websites. Like, if you're going to embrace gambling on your games, let's go.
You want to let Pete Rose
in
the Hall of Fame?
It's time.
He said that. He talked about it. He said, why is baseball doing what they're doing? Because of the dollars. Because there's money in it.
That's why he was doing it.
Baseball was kind of stubborn for so many years, worried about gambling, but gambling is a big part of our country.
It's huge.
I assume for an extra $50, he'll autograph those picks for you.
Oh, probably an extra $250. I've heard his autographs are, like, insane. They're, like, insanely, insanely expensive.
Oh, yeah, he charges for everything.
Amazing.
I saw him one time doing an autograph session in Vegas. A little sports store in one of the malls.
Yeah.
You know, one of those card stores as you walk through, like, Caesar's Palace Mall.
I've seen him doing his thing, and they try to, like, usher you through there quickly. Like, hey, don't sit around and take pictures of him taking pictures with other people.
Right.
And then I also saw Mike Tyson doing the same thing. And it was actually kind of sad because he was like, you could walk up and put your fist next to Tyson's
face. The old dude, I'm going to raise my
fist. For $100.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
Speaking of old-time Cincinnati Reds cashing in on their names.
I broke my back.
Did you see the Johnny Bench commercial playing during the Padres game, or was that only on my feed? For Blue Emu?
Oh, yeah. It's been doing that for a while.
I hadn't seen that one yet where he comes up and says, Is it true you could hold 7 baseballs in one hand? And he says, I don't do that anymore. And then holds up 7 cheeseburgers in his hand.
It's amazing. I like that. Yeah, Johnny Bench.
I enjoy that commercial every time it comes on.
Yeah, it is kind of sad to see, you know. I mean, but if you can capitalize, why not? We'd like to make T-shirts, but we're not allowed. So there you go.
And finally, you guys know Usher, musician?
Yes.
He is disputing allegations that he paid strippers with fake money with his face on.
He has his own money.
He's got his own money with him on it. He's got hundreds. He's got 20s. He's got ones.
I mean, it's not real money. So if I'm a stripper, if I'm an exotic dancer, adult entertainer, I want real money. I don't want Usher money. Pay me in Bitcoin.
A dancer posted on her Instagram page pictures of the fake money and said, "Ladies, what would you do if you danced all night for Usher and he threw this at you?" Now, Usher said, "Look, we spent a lot of actual money at this club.
Those are Usher bucks. You can use those on my website. You can get merch, you get coffee mug, you can get a sweatshirt. You're now good for 20 Usher bucks."
Hey, you can probably put those up on a website, sell them. Here's one Usher buck. Give me $50 for it.
If somebody wants, it's just weird. It's weird to me. Yeah. So he's basically he has counterfeit money.
Some sort of promotion that he's doing, and you know he told TMZ.
How convenient.
We ended up spending thousands on the dancers, you know, real money, bottle service, and all of that. So nobody really knows what was going on. If it was a gag, if it's some sort of promotion that he's doing, but. The internet, still, they saw the original Instagram post from the dancer, and they just teed off on us.
Well, Usher, can I take one of your $20 Usher bills to McDonald's and go through the drive-thru and try to pay with it? If the answer is no, then I don't want that. I want something different. I want the real thing.
He's got a new Vegas residency, so people were like, oh, maybe he was trying to promote that, leaving fake Usher dollars all over town.
All right.
It's your Rindle Report on a Thursday morning.
When we go to Rindlepalooza, we can make some fake Rindle money.
Yeah.
And leave that all around town.
There won't be any dancers, though.
It's Palm Springs. We've got 75-year-old dancers at your house.
Hello, Sonny.
Pay the snack cart on the golf course in Rindle.
Let's
bills.
Do some Rindle bucks. Put Paul's face on some money. Let's see how far we can go with that before we get arrested. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's go to break so you can come over here and help me pick out an Airbnb.
All right, working on Paul Palooza, and we'll come back. Daily Diddy is coming up. We'll talk more about the Padres. We will get to some phone calls. I see everyone hanging on. I know you want to talk about this team. 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now here on The Fan.